What's the strangest or funniest thing that you've ever had to style?
Oh, well, I've done cat food and dog food for a large French grocery store chain. That was pretty strange. I did it for a whole week, and I ended up having to wear a mask because there was some chemical in the animal food that got into my nose, and for hours after leaving the studio, I still had this like weird feeling in my nose.
Did you have to work with cats and dogs on that shoot?
No, I have worked with animals. I did a Yoplait TV commercial in France, and we were there till midnight because the dog wouldn't do what it was supposed to do. And I worked with animals again on something else. I can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, animals are hard.
Yeah, I would imagine they would be.
And I once actually, for a book on Spain, had to cook a whole pig in a very small oven. And finding a pig in San Francisco is not the easiest thing, but I did find one in the Mission. And of course, there wasn't any parking in front of the butcher, so I had to park down Mission Street. And I walked down Mission Street with a dead pig over my shoulder and went to the studio, and the pig wouldn't fit in the oven. The door would almost close, but it just wouldn't close. So I just gave it a big kick, the door, and the pig came out. Its tail was glued to the side of the oven, so I had to pry it off the oven and then glue it back onto the pig so we could shoot it.
That's a great story.
Yeah. And that was a lot of effort. And then it was funny because when the photo was printed, it was about 2 by 3 inches. And so now when I see the photo, it's like the story behind it is more interesting than the photo.
So all that work for one tiny little photo.
Yeah.